Welcome back to the Parents' Rights in Education podcast. We are a grassroots movement of millions of parents and allies standing together, speaking as one, to protect children and ensure parents' crucial role in their child's education is protected. We come alongside millions of parents and allies and equip them to stand up for their rights by free trainings, membership, and community support. You can join this movement for free by visiting parentsrightsineducation.com. And hey, if you love the work that we're doing, please leave us a 5-star review. Your review helps us get out our message and allows us to keep advocating for parents' rights. Thanks so much for being here. Let's get into today's topic.
Hey guys. Oh, I am so excited to be with you today because we have an amazing, amazing list of news items that we're going to talk about. But the number one, maybe I should leave this to the end. No, I think I'll do it right now. Okay. The number one news story is this. There is a lawsuit that just broke. Story about a lawsuit seeking damages in excess of $100 million filed against, guess who? The Portland Association of Teachers. Now that's the teachers' union. Parents are seeking justice for an illegal strike resulting in weeks of missed classes and extracurriculars. So did this take place in Oregon, this lawsuit? Actually, no, it was Chicago. The story was released from Chicago because that's where the attorneys live. So Portland Public School parents filed a lawsuit seeking damages in excess of $100 million from the Portland Association of Teachers. That's PAT. And guess who else? The Oregon Education Association. Whoa, that's the OEA, guys, for their November 2023 strike, which resulted in nearly a month of shuttered schools for over 44,000 students and their families. Now, the parents are represented by attorneys, and I said they're Illinois, Patrick Hughes and Daniel Suhr, who recently filed similar lawsuits in four other jurisdictions across the country and are known for their leading roles in the U.S. Supreme Court cases Janus versus AFSCME in BST Holdings. Okay, that's a long name, but it's the Janus case. Okay, so though the November 1st to November 26th, that's 25 days, 2023 strike resulted in nearly a month of closed classrooms in missed extracurricular activities. You know, those extracurricular activities are really important to kids, aren't they? So this lawsuit seeks compensation for the families who endured that disruption because of the illegal strike. Okay, so if you have a lawsuit, you have to have somebody who's been hurt, okay? Damages. Now, Oregon law is very clear. Public employees may only participate in a strike over mandatory subjects of bargaining. And PAT violated this law, making bargaining demands on a number of topics specifically excluded by law from the mandatory bargaining process. In other words, the law doesn't allow what they did. And actually, it was intentional, interrupting students' lives. Now, as one teacher admitted, their goal was not just higher wages or better benefits, but a, quote, paradigm shift for the state of Oregon, unquote, about how public schools operate. What? Teachers' unions have no legal role in how schools operate, do they? Teachers are supposed to be working for us. That role is reserved to elected officials. Hello, your local school board, not closed door union bargaining. Now, for fear of retaliation, and this is, we're getting to the good stuff here, guys. This pertains directly to you as parents. The privacy of their students, of the four plaintiff families, for fear of retaliation and the privacy of their students, the four plaintiff families in this case are asking to remain anonymous. Now, that played a big part in these plaintiffs stepping forward. You can imagine, parents are concerned about retaliation against their own children if they were to sign on to a lawsuit like this, because everybody would know who their kids were. Well, we were the ones who put out the call for plaintiffs in this case, Parents' Rights in Education. And we found a parent who was interested, and then three more were found as a result. So we are so honored to have been part of this. And you know what? The union knew the law, and they decided to break it anyway, to exert political power at the expense of students and their families. And these families deserve to be made whole for the damage caused. And the attorneys are honored to represent these parents in this case to ensure that this never happens again. So check the show notes, guys. The full complaint, the link to the complaint is listed there. And Parents' Rights in Education was so pleased to have facilitated finding plaintiffs for this case. We will continue to keep our followers and the public apprised of developments. Now, our next news story is nationwide. You've probably heard about it. It's called the GLSEN Day of No Silence. Well, they changed the name. You know, it used to be the Day of Silence. Well, now they're saying it's the Day of No Silence. Well, this year, the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, that's GLSEN, chose to abandon the traditional Day of No Silence and instead incentivize students to become activists. Well, that's what they've been doing all along, is making them into activists. But the theme now is to rise up and take action. Oh, boy. Okay, so Breaking the Silence student guides tells kids how to participate. They use minors, by the way, you know, to initiate activities, saying that the effort is student-led. What a joke. Okay, if your school does not allow the political demonstration, they tell students, to submit a letter from the ACLU with school leadership. Okay, so just, you know, submit this letter that ACLU wrote. And they have several, you know, relevant letters that they can use when fighting LGBTQ plus discrimination in schools. So basically, they're saying that, you know, the schools have to allow you to hold a political demonstration. Not. Okay, this is just one of the many examples of how schools are becoming activist training centers, not places of learning. So what's our call to action? Okay, investigate any GLSEN resources or surveys that are being used in your child's school and review it for activist training lingo and or inappropriate content. Okay, contact us, would you please, with these findings. Upload this information to our website. Keep us apprised, because we want to report on it. And when it comes to, you know, these things going on in your school, let your school board know this is political activism and has no place in a public school. Okay, news story number three, Sherwood, Oregon. This is just down the street from where I live. Ha! A transgender student dominates in a girls' track event. Well, I knew it wasn't going to take too long for this to happen right in my backyard. A trans high schooler, Aiden Gallagher, no relation to me, by the way, attracted the ire across the internet over the weekend when a video of the 10th grader competing in an Oregon girls track and field event made the rounds. Now, it caused such a stir. By the way, this is from McDaniel High School. This is a McDaniel High School sophomore. McDaniel High School is located in Portland. He was seen speeding past a group of biologically female athletes to cross the finish line, way in front of the rest of the pack. The Oregon School Activities Association policy for the participation of trans athletes in school sports states this: the OSAA endeavors to allow students to participate for the athletic or activity program of their consistently asserted gender identity, while providing a fair and safe environment for all students. It also states that once a transgender student has told the school about their new identity, the student shall be consistently treated as that gender for purposes of eligibility for athletics and activities. All he's got to do is just say, I'm trans. Oh, boy. Okay, so biological males do not belong in female sports and should not be allowed in any way, shape, or form. Where is the protection for our female student athletes? Okay, guys, here's the call to action. Contact Portland Public Schools Title IX program manager and tell her your concern with this policy. All of her information, it's Leanne O'Banion, is featured in the show notes. And if your school allows biological males to compete with or against females, call them out. Talk to the coaches, get other parents involved, and make a fuss. Okay, and last but not least, number 4 on our list of news stories is Minnesota. Hundreds of students opted out of an LGBTQ lesson. This is gigantic because we have been advocating for at least a decade that kids' parents opt them out of classes that may be offensive. And here's a situation where it was applied, and you're going to see changes in that school district. In June of 2022, the Osseo School Board, that's spelled O-S-S-E-O, School Board in Minnesota approved an LGBTQIA plus history and culture resolution. The resolution called for the superintendent and district staff to officially recognize June as Pride Month. Also, to dedicate a month other than June to celebrate LGBTQIA plus history and culture month. So 2 months there. Also, to allow for greater student choice in which restrooms and locker rooms they use, and to support gender-affirming curriculum and pedagogical practices. So many parents and community members attended a June 2023 school board meeting to speak out against the resolution. And on April 4th, reported that students and families sent a clear message to board members. Guess what happened? Hundreds of high school students opted out of the history and culture lesson, LGBTQIA+, this week in areas in the Osseo Area Schools District. The district confirmed that 394 students officially opted out at Maple Grove High School, but a local parents group estimated up to 1,000 students who actually did opt out as well. And hundreds more opted out at the Osseo Senior High School. What's our call to action? Guys, use the opt-out forms. Call your school. Find out where to get them, fill them out, and opt your kids out of this. When enough parents are made aware of this nonsense and actually do something, you send a strong message to your school district, and you might be surprised they change policy. Our affiliate shout out today is to Cammie Strasser, who hails from Grangeville, Idaho. Cammie became an affiliate for Parents' Rights in Education because she wants K-12 schools to get back to teaching the basics, reading, writing, and math. She has been a fierce fighter to protect children in her area from sexually explicit content, and she understands that it is not censorship to remove pornographic material from schools. Hey, thanks, Cammie, for protecting students and standing up for parental rights. Friday's guest is Austin Daniel, a political moderate candidate running as a non-affiliated voter for the Oregon House of Representatives. He scored 100% on the pre-score quiz. Now, you are not going to want to miss hearing about this far leftist political transformation from left to right. Only with respectful, open discourse, Austin says, can we break away from false and divisive, ideologically driven propaganda to clearly see what is happening.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To keep up with everything we're doing, check out our website, parentsrightsineducation.com, and sign up for our newsletter. You can also join our movement for free by visiting our website, parentsrightsineducation.com. To do your part in protecting parents' rights, you can become a Club 12x12 member by donating $12 a month. It takes all of us to make the change that we want to see. Thanks so much for listening. Talk soon.